This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has announced it has taken over full control of the last major Ukrainian-held city in the country's Luhansk province, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The victory for Russia brings it closer to establishing full control of all of Ukraine's Donbas region. Ukrainian fighters spent weeks trying to defend Lyshansk and to keep it from falling to Russia, as neighboring Severodonetsk did a week ago. Pro-Russia separatists have held portions of both the Luhansk and Donetsk provinces that make up the Donbas region since 2014, and Moscow recognizes both provinces as sovereign republics. I'm Karen Chamas.
Danish police said Sunday several people were shot at a Copenhagen shopping mall. Copenhagen police said that one person has been arrested in connection with the shooting at the Field shopping mall, which is close to the city's airport. Police tweeted that, quote, several people have been hit, but gave no other details. Images from the scene showed people running out of the mall, and Denmark's TV2 broadcaster posted a photo of a man being put on a stretcher. Witnesses said people were crying and hid in shops. Lortis Hermansen, a witness, told Danish broadcaster DR that he was in a clothing store at the shopping center with his family when he heard, quote, four bangs, really loud bangs. It sounded like the shots were being fired just next to the store. A huge presence of heavily armed police officers was on hand, with several fire department vehicles also parked outside the mall. Again, Danish police said Sunday several people were shot at a Copenhagen shopping mall. Copenhagen police said that one person has been arrested in the connection with the shooting at the Field shopping mall, which is close to the city's airport. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United Nations says soaring food prices are forcing 90% of Lebanese families to consume less expensive food, skimp on meals, and reduce portion sizes. It warns spiking crude oil prices threaten to tip thousands of families over the edge, worsening food insecurity, malnutrition, and hunger. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The United Nations says soaring food prices are forcing 90% of Lebanese families to consume less expensive food, skimp on meals, and reduce portion sizes. It warns spiking crude oil prices threaten to tip thousands of families across the edge, worsening food insecurity, malnutrition, and hunger. A recent survey finds almost a third of Lebanon's labor force is unemployed, with youth unemployment at nearly 50%. UN Resident Coordinator for Lebanon, Najat Rushdie, says 2.2 million Lebanese, 86,000 migrants, and 200,000 Palestine refugees need emergency aid, an increase of 46% over last year.
The socioeconomic meltdown in Lebanon has been further exacerbated by the impact, of course, of the Ukrainian crisis on the country, which is mainly reflected in the depletion of wheat reserves and the soaring prices of fuel items that are leading to drastic increases in bread prices and threatening food security in Lebanon.
Rushdie says young people see no future for themselves and are leaving Lebanon in droves. She warns this brain drain is depriving the country of the brightest skilled people needed to boost its economy and development. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Jordan on Sunday dismissed senior officials at the country's main Red Sea port of Aqaba after finding gross negligence was behind the deaths of 13 people following a chlorine gas leak. The deaths and injury over 300 workers came after a crane loading chlorine containers onto a ship last Monday dropped one, causing it to explode. Recapping our top story, Russia has claimed control over the last Ukrainian stronghold in the eastern province that is key to achieving a major goal in its grinding war. Ukraine's general staff of the military reported that its forces had withdrawn from Lysychansk in Luhansk province, but the president said the fight for the city was still ongoing. If confirmed, Russia's complete seizure of Luhansk would provide its forces a stronger base from which to press their advance into neighboring Donetsk province and bring them one step closer to achieving one of President Vladimir Putin's major goals, capturing the entire Donbas. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.